Show.
Oh, you actually said you got it.
Wow.
Heatwave and welcome to Across the Park, the hottest sports show since global warming right here on 2SER. Joel Kasem is my name and it wouldn't be a true sporting week if I wasn't joined by my two homies. First off, let me introduce the best a man can get. It's Mikro Dojkovic.
We have pizzas, hang on.
That should be playing.
Oh, every week there's some sort of stuff up, but I love it.
It wouldn't be this show.
I thought that was like a weird private recording of Mick that you had.
Well, that's a separate folder, right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Hello. Good to be here.
Oh, hi. I haven't introduced you, so don't say anything.
No. Because you don't know who it is.
People just think it's you and me for now, Mick. But wait, everyone, listen to this. Also joining us today is a woman who's been posting pictures of eggs way before it was in vogue. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay!
What's your favourite egg?
Poached egg.
Poached egg.
Scrambled egg. Poached boiled egg.
Oh, you like poached?
I really like poached, but I never do it because it's too hard and I'm really bad at it. Mm. I actually just really love a boiled egg.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Soft or hard?
Medium.
Oh. So do you like a little bit of runny?
Yeah, no, I actually quite like runny, but I find it really hard to do well. So I just do
like
that.
Poached. It's hard to get the runny.
But
it's
all about today at my work, my boss had, he poached eggs in the microwave. And it was so successful. And they looked like full-on restaurant quality poached, like perfectly poached eggs. A minute in the microwave. So you had like boiling water in like a glass sort of tray thing. Two eggs. Boom. Poached eggs.
No way.
It blew my mind.
You are listening to Across the Park, the sports show right here on 2SER. That's amazing. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah,
no, I didn't know.
Is it a special microwave?
Life hack.
Is it a special...
Nope. Poaching egg microwave. Yeah. Nah. No, but I thought that was so cool.
Can you please Instagram this amazing poached egg?
Yeah.
Excellent. I want to see it.
It can be... I think it's been
actually
eaten.
I'll Instagram story it for you.
Okay.
Because it's a really good life hack.
Mm-hmm. I want to know how to do it. Yeah. I bought my wife like a egg cooker for her birthday.
What does it do? Boiled?
It can do boiled, poached, scrambled, and it can do it. And then you put like a little lid on it and it's got like a timer and it's supposed to like calculate the... how long you should do it for, depending on how much water's in there. I don't know. I haven't worked it out yet.
Mm.
But it's supposed to be able to make perfect poached eggs. We will see.
Nice.
Wow.
But it makes some really funny looking shapes. Like, they're not like the shape they should be. It's sort of like...
not into that.
No. My other life hack is using cling wrap and putting it in.
Yeah, that's so fiddly and I feel like it just never goes to plan.
I always get the time wrong.
And also, we shouldn't be using plastic, so I'm going to just say no to...
God. Doesn't work with foil.
Can I start by this show, although we've already started, by saying I thank you both for not doing the 10-year challenge this week.
Yes.
It's been great.
I did it on my Instagram story.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't see it.
I'd show you, but my phone's over there. It was a bad photo of me from 10 years ago. I'm sorry to let you down, Joel. What have you got against it?
Well, firstly, I've got a problem
awkward.
With the word challenge. It is awkward. Sorry,
did you hear me? I go, yes. Well done, everyone.
Why is it called a challenge? What's so challenging about posting photos? Everyone does it every day.
No, but some people don't like to show what they look like 10 years ago.
You would have posted pictures of yourself 10 years
ago. This is more for young people. You know, people are like 23 and then what they look like when they're 13.
For 10-year-olds.
But you realize 10 years ago, like that's when Facebook started, pretty much.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, it started more than that, but...
I think it's... Yeah, I thought it was a bit earlier.
Okay, shut up. Oh, it started like 13 years ago. Yeah. But, I don't know. People just didn't post photos as much 10 years ago.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, but still, I just get annoyed.
Jeez. Anti-meme Joel. God.
I know what you mean. There's like something a bit like... Like, I was like, oh, this is a bit cringe. Then I'm like thinking about the photos that I would post myself. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do it.
You haven't gone looking? Just
no,
to
I haven't
see?
Even gone looking. Okay. But somebody else posted a photo of me in their 10-year challenge. And I was
so
like...
It's been done by proxy.
I was like, whoa, you can't incorporate me in your 10-year challenge without my consent.
I didn't know either of you 10 years ago, but I'm assuming you just looked exactly the same, Gab.
See, now you want to know.
No, but yeah, I did. Actually, I probably looked better. But 10 years prior, I was scary looking.
Did the 20-year challenge.
Because I had like really buck teeth and like was really quite chubby and cute. And I also was just like a total tomboy. So it was just a bit of a confusing kind of blob.
Okay.
So cute. Like it's still really cute and like not ashamed about it at all. But I definitely have changed quite physically, like in my face and like everything.
Yeah, the beard.
Yeah, the beard's gone.
Thanks for shaving. Was it Gillette? No.
Oh, God. So hang on. Is yours still up? I want to see it now. Is yours still
up? No, it's a story. It's gone after 24 hours.
Oh, so you didn't
post it. I did it a few days ago.
You didn't
keep the picture? I'll show you after the show.
Great.
One of my friends did an illustration of one boob that was like perfectly perky and then 10 years later just one to slice.
Well, there's been some clever versions.
Yeah, there's been some really clever ones.
Like Sydney one where it's like really busy 10 years ago and now there's like just cops.
Just everywhere on the street.
The Barrier Reef did one where it was like blooming coral and then dead.
See, I like those ones. Funny ones are great. Yeah. I'm all for it.
I think the funny one too was Mariah Carey did it and she goes, I didn't care what I did 10 years ago. So she's put two photos of her up exactly the same time.
Classic Mariah Carey
move. I saw
move.
One of Corby. What's her name?
Chappelle. Chappelle. I think that won the internet, right?
Did it? Yeah.
Her behind bars and then her just on the beach.
Yes. Anyway, thank you very much,
hello,
Mick, for posting.
No worries. You're welcome.
Everything back. If I can cut this out later, I will. How were your sporting weeks?
Hey. So I'm continuing the swimming thing. I have gone 3 times now.
Wow.
And getting further and further distances so far. I went this morning. Got up at 6:30.
Wow.
Which is not easy.
Yeah, that's okay. I was up at 5, but go on.
No, that's not good for his development and personal motivation.
I'm very sorry. Head up. You're doing really, really well. Three times in 1 week is really good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, are you feeling sore? How's your back?
My arms, like if I put them up like that, it's aching. Yeah.
Good feeling, though.
14 laps this morning, which probably took me a while. I was in a slow lane. Is it all right? But I noticed people in the slow lane... You know, there's no shame in the slow lane because you just go as slow as you want.
That's such a good campaign. No shame in the slow lane.
That's it.
You should do that for driving as well.
That's my motto.
We need to get you a bumper sticker. But like literally on your bum.
It does. Oh, there is shame if you're too slow on like, you know, in the train, you know, corridors or something.
Yeah.
Walking around,
yes.
It was fun, and it's a nice Victoria Park pool's like a quite nice pool, and I'm not going to say anything against this, but if you go to Prince Alfred Pool around the corner, it's a lot more poses there.
Okay,
you know,
even at that time of morning,
and you sort of feel like
just people posing at 6:30 in the morning.
Just in general, you sort of feel like people are looking at you a bit more.
Okay,
whereas, that's why, not into public pools and that whole situation.
No, have you ever swim?
I did. I have been swimming heaps. I've been actually, body surfing.
Oh.
So that's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Just getting in the green room, but in my body.
We know what the green room is.
Yeah, you know what the green room is. Also, I shot some hoops with some colleagues at lunch.
Big b-ball.
Yeah. So we were like, we should do some activities during lunch. Like, it's a really nice time to just like get out of the office and not be sitting at your desk. And we're like, yeah. So we went and shot some hoops. And one of my colleagues is big basketball fan, very, very good. Another one is like pretty unco, not very good at basketball. And it ended up just being a basketball clinic for him.
Oh.
And then I kind of was like, I feel bad. Like it's ended up being just like us teaching him. And it just ended up being not kind of like this fun, let's just like shoot hoops. We're like, you know, this is like, you should stand like
is
this.
Is it because the really good basketball player couldn't handle someone who didn't sort of know how to do it?
No, he was being really like, we were both being really kind about it, but we got back into the office and my mate was like, I kind of just ended up being like a basketball clinic for me. Like, I don't know how much like I'm, he, and I, then I was thinking like, as an adult, can you ever really get really good at a sport in such a, like, is it possible if you just don't really have the knack? You know how some people just have that ability?
Yeah.
Darts.
Darts you think you can get better at?
Yeah. You can start playing darts late and you can be good at darts, whatever, no matter what time of your life
darts
you start.
It's not that easy, actually.
Nah, but you can start now.
Yeah,
and
right.
In like in a few years, you could be the best in the country.
Mm. I don't know. I feel like that's for anything.
Nah,
anything
because a lot of sports, you need to be young. You've got to be younger for a lot of most sports. Like to get to the top.
Okay. You're not going to run faster than Usain Bolt in 100 metres when you're 89.
And you're not going to go play for the NRL at the age of 40, 35
yeah.
or whatever.
But this age that we're sort of all in, this age area, we can improve, I think.
No, you can improve, but I mean like... Yeah. Is there some aspects of it just being kind of innate within you? Coordination, you know, hand-eye coordination, balance.
Well,
I don't
right.
know, is that...
It's as they say that after you turn 30, your hand-eye coordination drops, like, pretty starts to drop.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's why you don't see many cricketers who are that good, really, after the age of about 30.
Yeah, I've been watching Australia play.
Because it's just part of your body. You're not reacting as quickly as you were. Your fast twitch muscles aren't there anymore.
Okay.
You just start losing it. It's pretty depressing, really.
Yeah.
That's why you play darts and eat and
play darts.
Drink beer. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I can't even play darts.
I don't know
why I said darts.
Yeah. Okay, do we want to talk sport? Or I might actually change this chair. So if you guys want to talk amongst yourselves, it's really loud. Can you hear it?
Well, now I can because you're jiggling it. Yeah.
Okay, I'll stay in it.
That's fine.
I'm
no
a
one
professional.
Noticed.
I won't move.
Well, stop moving.
I've got to change it.
Change the chair, right.
We're just going to call the chair mechanic and he's just going to come and have a... Yep.
So, okay, we're just going to talk without Joel.
So...
What are you struggling to talk without me? That's the most awkward 2 seconds ever.
We talked about how the fact that we needed to talk because Joel told us to talk.
You're the glue. You're the glue, Joel.
Shit.
Can't do it without
you.
That
was a good test.
Now I'm too late. Okay. Oh. So, cricket is currently... Oh, shit. I kicked it and it went down.
Oh, my God. That is so embarrassing when that happens in the office. Oh, my God. I've done it so many times.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, cricket. There's a game currently being played. We won't talk about that because it's currently being played and it's going to change and whatnot. We don't want to give live scores.
This is the third one day after this. What do we have then? Oh, no, it's more
Sri
test
Lanka.
Match.
We play Sri Lanka.
We go back to the test matches after that.
Mm. Yeah, back to the 5-day
I'm not even watching the one days because they're not on free-to-air. And whilst I do have a Foxtel login I can use, I just couldn't be bothered.
Why is it not on free-to-air?
Because they did some dodgy deal.
It seems so bizarre.
Cricket Australia took lots of money from Fox.
It's so disappointing. I don't even like cricket. I don't even want to watch it, but it should be accessible for all.
And it's going to really ruin... It's ruined it for a lot of people. And I think Cricket Australia will realise that and next year it'll be back to normal. My prediction.
Yeah, I think you're right. Look, Australia haven't won back-to-back one-day international matches in 2 years.
Jeez.
Haven't won a series in 2 years.
Jeez.
And that obviously didn't change in their loss to India in game two. Australia, we batted well for the second game in a row. So we've bat first in all three games now. In the first two games, we bat really well. We made 9 for 298.
That's good.
Which
that's,
is a fantastic.
That's almost
day.
Like a run of ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well done. but Virat Kohli and MS Dhoni just, it's like India know how to win from behind.
Yeah,
they're so clever and they bat really well, and they have obviously Kohli and like I said Dhoni, who just a couple of old heads who just knew exactly how to play the game and won it for them, and it was really irritating. So Kohli, this is how good he is. He scored his 39th hundred in one day cricket. He's now scored 24 hundreds in run chases in one day cricket at an average of 69, which is
nice.
Which is the best for players with at least 1,000 runs. I said 69.
Oh.
He has also made a remarkable average. He has a remarkable average, of 99.04 in run chases in one day cricket when his Indian team wins. So if they win and
they're batting chasing, he'll get 100.
His average is 99.
Wow.
Unreal.
So we're in trouble tonight, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If he makes 100, they're going to win.
Yeah.
For the second straight game, Australian spinner Nathan Lyon went wicketless.
He
got dropped for Adam Zampa.
Gone.
And Shaun Marsh, surprisingly, made 131.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Which is now four. Well, he's obviously just a white ball cricketer.
It's all the people who didn't get picked for the test who made the runs.
Well, yes, and that's actually what's happened in the... So it was like an Australia A sort of game versus Sri Lanka. Did you see this?
I didn't see it.
It was like a tour match, I think they called
it. Oh, that's where they all got the runs.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not everyone that was picked.
That's
so
right.
Renshaw,
yes.
Burns, Pekowski, and Lasagna, they all made about... Well, Renshaw made 7, Burns made 4, Lasagna made 6. I know his name is Labuschagne. I can't say it, but I just like saying Lasagna. It's much funnier. And Pekowski, 23.
I'm hungry,
and but the problem, the thing was, Curtis Patterson, who's a New South Wales left-hander, he made 157 not out.
Yeah.
And another guy made 102 in a partnership.
Not out?
Yeah, so he didn't get out in this game against Sri Lanka. And so the thing is, so they picked the team to go up against Sri Lanka, the test team, and yet they did it before an actual trial match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the players that they picked failed, and the ones that they didn't pick didn't fail. I don't know. It's very
selectors.
Annoying. I think they still have a chance to change the team.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Frustrating. If we can't beat Sri Lanka, we are useless.
We are in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
In the Big Bash, there were some bizarre scenes last weekend when Perth Scorchers batsman Michael Klinger was caught out in an over that went for 7 balls and no one noticed.
How does that happen? Nobody noticed?
No one noticed. No.
What do you mean?
Umpires, so
TV?
Overs go for 6 balls. This guy just happened to bowl a 7 ball over. It's on TV. There's 2 umpires. There's the video umpire.
This is what I mean. Cricket is boring. And even the umpires and
tuned out.
They're just totally tuned out.
It's only a 20-over match. Like,
yeah. It's not that many to count.
So does it count?
Yeah, it's one of those things that has happened before, especially in Test cricket. It's happened like short overs, long overs.
Yeah.
And you just have to – I just do it. Like, there's nothing you can do.
Because they didn't realize till after. So if they had realized in time, they can call him back and just claim it as a dead ball, and then so nothing happened.
Even the batsman didn't realize.
He didn't realize. And the only person that really seemed to realize was the coach of the team who were Perth Scorchers. Mm. He was like, no, what's going on? Why are you coming back? You shouldn't be back here. And by that time, the other bowler had come on and bowled, so you can't go back after that.
Yeah. It just really messes up the score sheet, because then you've got like an extra spot.
Yeah,
like,
so what about all the data stats, and the stats?
Yeah. Discrepancies, man.
Unbelievable. And there was also weird scenes last night in the Thunder match. The Thunder played Brisbane Heat up at the Gabba up in Brisbane, and the lights went out.
Yeah.
Like all around the stadium. Not like bad, but a lot of the main lights went out. So they had to stop the game, and then eventually they just couldn't get them back on, so they had to cancel the game. And they called it a tie. But the Sydney Thunder had made 4 for 186 off 20 overs, and the Heat were batting.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. The Heat came in, they were 2 for 10 off 3 overs, and all of a sudden the lights go out.
Rigged.
Yes. And it got called a tie.
Someone pulled the plug.
Someone's just the back. Just
it's just a switch. Are you okay?
Fiddling with them. Yeah.
It's like what I always wanted to do when you had a big test coming up at school, and I'm sure people did it.
You know,
the dodgy either start a fire somewhere, call in a bomb threat, or...
I had a friend that... turned on all the fire hoses, and we had like, it was like sort of like a dungeon sort of classroom block.
Yeah.
Turned on all the fire hoses and just started filling up with water because she didn't want to do a test.
Yes. I love that. That's great.
That's probably a bit safer than the fire and the bomb.
Yeah, so much safer. So don't do that. That's bad. I remember there was a lot of bomb threats to get out of tests when I was at school.
Wow.
When I was in America.
We didn't have that ever.
When I was in America.
Oh, in America. Yeah. Okay.
And of course they take it extremely seriously. So there was like 20 police, fire brigade. We'd all get escorted to the school across the road. And it was just like really annoying actually. And a waste of time and resources.
Oh, yeah. We had bomb threats at high school. Like one a month. Probably.
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
What?
Just some dickhead kid ringing up and saying there's a bomb somewhere.
I don't think that ever happened at my school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's sad.
Maybe your school just wasn't very no initiative there.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean,
or maybe they just enjoyed going to school and like worked hard and didn't worry about any
Jeez,
of it.
I suppose you could be right.
Wait, did you go to a Steiner school?
A what school?
A Steiner school.
What's that?
Really?
It's like where you like open Mick, learning.
He goes,
yeah.
Anyway. Oh, we don't have time.
We don't have time?
No.
Okay, that can be next week. Just quickly on cricket, one more thing. The WBBL finals start this weekend.
Yes.
So the Women's Big Bash League, the finals start this weekend. Both games are being played on Saturday. We've got Sydney Thunder versus Brisbane Heat at 10:40 a.m. This is at Des Moines Oval, so if anyone wanted to go down. And then the Sixers versus the Melbourne Renegades at 1:50, so they're both on the same day.
Oh, Des Moines,
same
that's
park.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And they're both Sydney teams. So
two Sydney teams playing, so it could be a Sydney grand final.
Where would they play that?
January 26th.
SCG?
I assume so, yeah.
Or North Sydney.
I assume. Yeah. Oh, maybe it's North Sydney.
Mm. One of them.
I don't know. Okay. We'll find out next week. And that's all for cricket.
Okay.
Thank God.
Tennis.
Do you like tennis, Gab?
Yeah, I do like tennis. I can definitely get more into tennis. Yeah. But I don't really watch. I wouldn't say that I'm an avid watcher.
Well, that's the
thing. I think it would be fun to go. I definitely would love to go.
Oh, my wife was there during the week at the Australian Open, and she said, and I've never been. And she's like, she said, you would love it. Like, the atmosphere is great. Yeah, everyone's really happy. It's one of those things where people don't get shitty if someone loses. It's like everyone's just happy that they're watching tennis and someone wins. Unless it's an Australians play, sometimes you might get. But everyone expects the Australians to lose. That doesn't really matter too much. But and you can just jump around court to court, and you can see all different there's heaps of nationalities there. And there's like a big concert at the end of the day. Sounds like my thing. I've got to head down one year.
I think you should.
Mm.
Yeah.
You should definitely go down.
And Australia's gone gangbusters this year.
Well, we are. We have five Aussies who moved into the third round. Now we have...
First time since two...
Go. Have a guess.
Was it 2004?
It is 2004.
Yes.
Well done.
Ding.
Ding. Yes. looking at it. Like it's
but it's exciting. It's exciting because it's all these wild card and young tennis players who haven't.
Yes.
I didn't know about this Bolt kid before.
No. I'd never seen him or
how old is he?
Or anything. No idea.
18, 19.
Well,
oh, he's young.
Yeah, he's pretty young.
But Alex, is Alex Bolt?
Huh?
What's his first name?
No, that's, Alex Bolt.
Oh, yeah, Alex Bolt. And the other guy, Parisin.
Popirin?
I had it written down.
Popiri?
Yeah.
Let's call him Popiri.
A couple of wildcards who have beaten like world numbers 23 and world number
And they're into the third round, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Ashley Barty's now into the fourth round.
Yes.
As of today.
But she's got a tough game next. It'll either be Maria Sharapova or...
Someone else
good. I can't remember the name now. But, she's into the fourth round. I'm way behind her. She's playing great tennis.
Yes. I think we all are. That'd be amazing to see. How long have we got? Cool. we'll move on from tennis, I guess.
What, already?
Do you want to talk more about? We can talk about.
Come on. The big feud. It's Tomic and Hewitt. Basically,
well, it's sort of.
Oh, I heard something about this.
Okay.
Because Hewitt's a captain, right?
Of the Davis Cup team, yeah.
But he's retired.
No, he still plays in doubles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he chooses to do that, right? But he's still, he's a retired.
Yeah, he doesn't play like tournaments anymore. Davis Cup's sort of a bit separate to that.
Yeah. Tomic was, upset with him.
Well, yeah, there's some sort of rivalry or issue going on between them. And Hewitt's accused Tomic of threatening him and his family.
Whoa.
Like not just emotionally, but physically.
Whoa.
And, really? And Tomic is like, what are you going on about? Like, so Tomic's like totally denied it. But Hewitt's now said, I'm never having Tomic on the team. While I'm captain, he's never going to play for Australia.
Oh.
These two are going at it.
Tomic made at a press conference, right? He made a statement that nobody likes Hewitt. He's a bad captain.
That's right.
And that he doesn't think he's doing a very good job.
Yep.
Which I don't think is a very good idea. Like, I just don't think that...
The thing is, if you're going to pick someone's side to be on, as a public who doesn't really know what's going on, you got Hewitt and you got Tomic, who is people going to side with? Hewitt, right?
Hewitt.
I mean,
I don't even know what Tomic...
He's less of a brat than Tomic.
Exactly. And Hewitt was,
he was a good player.
Often forgotten. Yeah. He was world number one for a really long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't remember.
Exactly. I think he's Australia's longest serving world number one in tennis.
Really?
Yes. You can take that to the bank.
That's just an issue of egos? That's like what?
I just don't understand the personality of tennis players in general.
It does seem very strange.
Whenever you see a really friendly, nice, happy tennis player, you go, "Oh, that's like surprising," especially if they're Australian. So I'm really hoping these young kids have got their head on.
Yeah,
Alex de Minaur, I think Alex de Minaur. Maybe it's to another Alex. Anyway. He's still going strong, and he seems like a real top bloke.
Yeah.
So hopefully the next breed
is better,
is more easy to support.
Yeah,
because I think Australian tennis since the great Pat Rafter, who was one of, and Philippoussis, who are my favourites since then, there's just not been many to sort of really support.
Yeah, I know. Did you want to talk about the seagulls?
there's a lot around at the moment.
Are there? I haven't noticed.
Yeah.
It was just a pretty funny little thing that happened last night at the tennis. The games were going really long on Margaret Court Arena, but they were going to move one of the games that was on late to another stadium, like Stadium 3 or, Court 3. But all the staff had already gone home because it was late, and there was no one around to clean all the seagull poo off the seats or the court, off the court, and the seats, I presume. So they couldn't move it to that court. So they ended up playing on Margaret Court Arena at half, I think the game, the match started like 20 past midnight. And it went till 3 a.m.
What?
Yeah.
That's absurd.
It's because this is how they work it. They play, have a certain number of games scheduled, and then they'll play those games as long as they go, and then it just goes through the four games or three games they've got. So, yeah. There's like a couple of hundred people in the crowd, like 7,000-seat stadium. There's like a couple of hundred people. It's pretty funny. I love that stuff. I reckon it's cool. Australian Open's always got these weird shit. Or it's like really hot and they just stop playing. Yeah. Or, you know, there's always some.
What was that? Like, everyone was complaining that one of the channel's cameraman had set up a really bad angle on one of the tennis players. Like, and everyone was tweeting, like, going, what is going on here? Like, we can't see anything that's happening on the other side of the court with the other player.
That's right. Yeah. There's a lot of complaints about Channel 9's coverage.
I didn't
want to
say the channel, but yeah, Channel 9.
Yeah. But similarly, like, Channel 7 stuffing up the cricket, Channel 9 stuffing up the tennis.
Like, how many times have they done this?
Like, the first time. Like, they've just swapped over.
It's so bad. It's like, tennis is so easy. You just set up the camera right down
the middle.
Why
didn't they get the people who used to work at Channel 7 go to Channel 9, or people at 9 go to 7? Yeah. Instead, the tennis people are doing the cricket. And cricket people, it's like, oh, it's a mess.
I just wanted to quickly mention that Australia in the third Asian Cup game against Syria won 3-2. So,
and Uzbekistan, we matched up with.
Yes, thank you very much.
Which is good. It's better than Japan. We could have been Japan, but Japan beat Uzbekistan.
Yep.
So now we play Uzbekistan instead of Japan.
Which is great. Tuesday morning, 1 a.m. if anyone is interested.
Yes.
I had a couple of other things here to talk about, but I think we're going to run out of time. Okay, game time.
Hey!
Which Big Bash team does this person play for? I think we're sworn three.
Also, like, did you see the little hand on the ear? Like, this, the real professional.
Yeah, that did happen. I don't know why.
What?
I don't know why that happened.
We are the world. That's all you want.
I'd much rather this just be like a singing show where we just come together and sing our favorite songs.
Hey, you never know.
I'm joking. I love this.
Okay. But one day it could go that way.
Okay.
Who knows? Okay. Running with the same thing in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yes.
Today I'm going to give you a name of a player and you have to tell me which Big Bash team they play for.
Right.
And
can I just say one thing?
Yes.
When you said something about the Seagulls, I genuinely thought that was a team's name. I thought you were about to talk about like a team, the Seagulls.
I can see how you could be confused. They've been
Seagulls
teams.
Were a team. Right, Gold Coast Seagulls. Rugby league team.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Seagulls.
Embarrassing name.
And, so we're going to play a game. So, Big Bash team, I'll say the name. And here's what the winner could take home tonight.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many, many french fries.
Okay, let's start with women's. I'll give you a clue. They're all, I'm going to give you four names and they're part of the four remaining teams. So, if you remember, that's very handy. Rachel Priest.
Sixers.
Wrong. Oh.
I don't understand the game.
Oh, so I'm going to...
The names of any teams.
Okay, this is going to be hard for you.
Sixers, Thunder, Scorchers and...
So I'll tell you, the four remaining...
I'll just come to... Whatever comes to my head, just go.
Okay. Yeah. Beth Mooney... Oh, you were wrong. It was Sydney Thunder.
Oh, damn.
Beth Mooney.
Lightning. Ooh. Team. The Lightning team.
I mean, Thunder, no. You want to have a guess?
Sixers.
Wrong. Wah, wah,
wah. I'm hopeless.
Erin Burns. Oh, she plays for the Brisbane Heat, Bethany. Erin Burns.
The Clouds.
No.
Oh. No.
No, you're just giving up.
The 76ers.
Scorchers, the other two?
Melbourne Renegades.
Oh, Renegades.
Okay. And we'll go into the men's now. Sam Rainbird.
Fast bowlers.
Rainbird?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a name.
Well, it is.
Let's go Heat.
Wrong. Hobart Hurricanes. Guy Walker.
Tornadoes.
Why would there be Hurricanes and Tornadoes?
Oh, it's the same thing.
Guy Walker, you want to begin?
Seagulls.
Again, I got... I
Melbourne
like...
Renegades. Chris Green.
Oh, I know this one.
420.
Wrong.
Oh.
You have a guess because you said you know it.
Oh, no, I don't really. I was just joking.
We'll pick a team.
Thunder.
Yay. Oh, you get it right. And Michael Cormack. I'm just going to do it because
you're
wrong. Stars. I was going to say insider trader. Sounds like a business name.
He works for the Australian. Okay. Adelaide Strikers. Threw my paper away article. I'm pretty sure it's the Strikers. Okay, thank you for another fun week.
Thanks, Joel. We're completely out of time again.
And God bless America.
Bye.
Many fries.